Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Well, guys, if you haven't heard, there has been a big announcement. BravoCon tickets are going on sale Tuesday, August 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. As you guys know, BravoCon is the first ever immersive experience of its kind designed for super fans of Bravo.
Tickets for the three-day event will start at $299 and will be on sale at BravoCon2019.com. We know you guys have been eagerly awaiting to figure out what exactly BravoCon is, who's coming, what does it consist of.
So as you guys know, the event's taking place from Friday, November 15th to Sunday, November 17th, and we're taking over three venues in New York City: the Manhattan Center, Skylight Modern, and Union West. So check out some hotels near those locations.
Real Housewives will literally be taking over all New York City.
It's my dream come true.
Over 70 Bravo celebrities are confirmed to attend the three-day weekend, and there will be over 30 live events showcasing the network's top series.
Think Vanderpump Rules, Southern Charm, Top Chef, Shahs of Sunset, Million Dollar Listing, Married to Med, Summer House, Below Deck, and obviously, The Real Housewives.
Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen will film its biggest show yet on Friday, November 15th at the Hammerstein Ballroom. So for all those people who are constantly DMing Eric and I for tickets to Watch What Happens Live, this is your chance. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be filmed in front of the largest audience in the show's history, also having the most Bravo celebrities ever on the same stage.
So other events will include Luann's Countess and Friends Cabaret Show, a Vanderpump Rules After Hours party, Top Chef culinary experiences, Southern Charm brunches, and a Real Housewives museum.
Plus, it's a con, so you know there are going to be some amazing panels, cast and executive producers from Bravo's biggest shows, live fan favorite podcasts, a Bravo marketplace, immersive photo opportunities, exclusive sneak peek screenings, breaking news moments, and so much more that's going to be announced in the coming weeks.
Be the first to get BravoCon updates by going to BravoTV.com and following Bravo on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as becoming a Bravo insider. You can check out the link in the description for details on that.
Okay, so with over 70 Bravo celebrities attending, given all of your time on the podcast, my experience interviewing people, who are you most excited to meet that you haven't met yet?
I've met everyone.
I'm going to say Lisa Rinna, only because I haven't met her yet. Oh. And we have been on the same airplane together.
I think I'm more excited about maybe what former Bravo celebrities might be in attendance.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know. I'm just dreaming here.
Right.
Like, would Brandi Glanville ever show up?
Your girl.
I know.
Your girl, Brandi.
I mean, honestly, any one season wonders would be amazing.
Well, and we know that you're already kind of working on that with your Life After Bravo project on BravoTV.com. You're
right.
Tracking down all of these alums and finding out, yeah, what they're up to now. So that'd be amazing to have like a panel of all of them.
Yeah. Like, can I do cast spells with Carlton Jebbia?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
What would be the first spell you would cast?
Hex on someone.
Someone in particular or just in general? Just a former housewife.
You know what I really like? This is just my wish list at this point. Like, I don't think it's happening necessarily, but who knows? What if we got an Erica Jane and Countess Luann duet?
That would be incredible. Like an original song?
Yes.
I mean, it only makes sense,
right?
There was recently a roundup that someone released that was like a ranking of all of the best Housewives songs. And I feel like they were at the top of it. So it makes sense that they would collaborate.
Right. I don't know. I also just can't help but think with all of these Bravo celebrities in one place, an argument or some drama is bound to go down in the wild.
That's true. I mean, it's interesting thinking about how it's going to be in November, so there will be a couple franchises in theory that are filming. So I wonder if there will be any kind of appearance of BravoCon on one of the shows.
Mm.
Because you know there's going to be drama backstage.
Right.
I mean, look what happened when we got everyone together at Pride. Okay, that moment which shall not be talked about further, but you never know.
You never know.
I think the Watch What Happens Live panel is going to be huge.
For sure.
Because like you said, that is one of the things that we get a lot of questions about. And even the Watch What Happens Live staff, if you guys remember from a few weeks back, we had a bonus episode with them. They talk about how there's always questions coming in about how to attend a taping.
Right.
This is the biggest opportunity you're going to have, plus everything else that's going on that weekend.
And I mean, look, I don't want to toot our own horns, but we're going to be there.
Obviously.
Listeners should come and meet us. But I do have to stress that, like, this is a hot, exclusive ticket for Bravoholics.
Absolutely.
So this is an event you don't want to miss.
I will say, I have a confession. I was in a meeting the other day, and on the screen in the conference room, there was a deck with the concept of what these events will look like at BravoCon. And I opened it. And there were only a few of us in the meeting and we were like, oh my God. And honestly, looking at the concepts of everything and the design inspirations, it was essentially like this beautiful Pinterest board, right, so to speak, of all of the different events that they're planning. And it looks epic.
Right.
There's really no other way to describe it.
And also, it's in New York, which, you know, home to one of so many of our amazing franchises. So whether it's a bachelorette trip, a getaway with your mom, I can't think of a occasion that doesn't include this event.
Right. I mean, it just makes sense. I feel like so many people are connected to one another through Bravo. A lot of times we hear from listeners saying that it's their favorite thing to talk about with one of their coworkers, or, you know, just any of their friends, that like it's what brings them together. So this is a really great opportunity to kind of make it into an adventure,
yeah,
with the people that you share in Bravo with.
I mean, think, you could go to the convention all day, then go grab a drink at the Regency and maybe see Tom.
Maybe there'll be a Tom panel. Everyone is.
It's just, it's about Tom.
It's about Tom, and it features Luann and Sonia
and Tom.
And Tom. And Bethany, just because
she's so, you know, yeah, invested.
She was a big part of all of that. I'm sure there'll be plenty of products there too, just thinking
of
all of the Bravo celebrities who have their own.
Yes, you could get like a, you know, True Renewal by Ramona face cream.
Great. It's on my list.
Candy coated nights, bedroom candy, sex toy.
Yes. I'm on the market for the unisex fragrance that Sonia is offering.
Oh, right.
Because you know I wear the Britney Spears.
Right.
Unisex fragrance. My prerogative.
I am
available
aware.
Now on Amazon. I am not being paid to say that. Also, what I do love about Bravo is the sort of diversity that we have in our programming, which allows us to have a whole Top Chef experience. Like, thinking about the culinary side of the con, you know, you're always wondering, well, like, what am I supposed to eat? What am I going to be eating? Well, we have a show called Top Chef,
right,
and they're going to have a whole experience there that will provide you with some of the best cuisine you're probably going to have in the city.
I think I squealed when I heard Vanderpump Rules after party. Because,
mm-hmm,
like, I just want to get up with, right, the cast of Vanderpump Rules.
Well, and we know that Ariana and Tom have that cocktail book that's coming out soon,
yes,
co-authored by Danny Pellegrino,
right,
which is
who's
amazing.
Been on the podcast.
And it reminds me a little bit, do you remember a couple years back they did a Vanderpump Rules bar crawl here,
yes,
in the city? And it was right before I started at Bravo, so I missed the chance to go. But everyone talks about that event as one of the best things that they've done.
Right.
So I can't wait to see what this after party is going to be like.
And then also a Southern Charm brunch. Oh.
Mm.
That sounds amazing.
I hope Patricia's just like at that brunch.
Oh, I do wish, though, it was taking place in Colorado, just that specific event. So it could be just like a cannabis-infused meal.
I know. Do you think Madison's going to be there?
God, I hope so.
I sure hope so.
Honestly, I would pay just to walk up to a booth and have Madison say, you sure about that?
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I think another dream panel of mine would be a friend of panel.
Yes.
Because I feel like there is so much to unpack with those people, and
yes,
there are so many questions, and fans really are invested in them as if they're their own friends.
Also a psychic panel.
Mm-hmm.
All the psychics.
Yes.
Mystic Michaela, who's been on here, the Turkish coffee reader from Roni, which I have been to and can attest she's amazing.
Yep.
Tamara Judge's friend who saw that Brooks didn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd like to get eyes on Eddie Judge just one time. He's handsome.
Maybe Matul?
Matul, please. Just a Matul panel. So guys, book your tickets. It's November 15th to 17th here in New York City.
Yeah, you can start buying tickets Tuesday, August 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, $299 to start.
Go to BravoCon2019.com to get those tickets and make sure that you're following Bravo on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and sign up for Bravo Insider because you might be getting some exclusive information about BravoCon before anybody else.
We'll be back with a regularly scheduled episode this Thursday. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Bravo TV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.